It is a cool fall afternoon in Carlisle, PA, as you make your way to the cafeteria after lacrosse practice. You and your teammates begin to talk about how your night is shaping up. "Dude, I'm so pumped for tonight. It is going to be so fun," says Jimmy. "Yeah, bro, I'm going to get so drunk," Gary hollers before you quickly reply. "No, man, I really don't think that is smart. We have a reputation to look after, and getting really drunk is not going to help it. We need to go out there and be the respectable young men we are, and show everyone that we are not the typical lacrosse player, but rather a smart, good group of guys." The group completely backs you up, telling Gary how inappropriate that comment was. Later that night, you settle down on the couch with one of your friends to talk about how each other is doing. As you look over to your side, you see a group of girls, who may or may not have had too much to drink, taking shots together. Time passes as you reminisce over the good times you and your friend have had. You look over to your side again, this time to see one of your teammates beginning to get very close with one of the girls who had taken a shot earlier. She pushes him away, but he does not get the message. You think to yourself, "I cannot let this happen. I need to do something before it is too late." You grab one of the older teammates on your team and walk over to the couple to create some separation. Although your buddy may be mad at you for breaking up his chances with the girl, you know in the end you did the right thing by not letting the situation escalate. The next day at breakfast, you sit down to begin your meal as you hear some of your teammates talking about what picture to post to Instagram. You look over to see the two pictures. One with one of your teammates drinking a beer, shirtless in the middle of the room, and the other is a picture of a couple of teammates having a good time at the party. You begin to explain the consequences of posting a picture with beer and how you are ruining your personal and team image. The boys back you up again as your teammate decides to choose a picture with the boys. You begin to eat your cereal when you realize you have just helped out another teammate. These three scenarios depict what most people have come to believe of college athletes. We live in a society where sex without consent, heavy drinking, and disrespectful displays on social media have become more and more prominent. After attending a meeting about all of these issues, I have tried to become more and more like the person helping people out. Although I have not seen many of these problems exist throughout the Dickinson lacrosse team, I cannot argue that these things are going on throughout other colleges. We need a change in the way that we treat women and how we choose to portray ourselves on social media. As athletes, we tend to be under a heavy deal of scrutiny at all times because the media easily stereotypes them. At any time that they mess up, it hurts the whole athletic community, and especially that sport, because people will tend to think that every athlete is like that. Our society needs a change because, although these athletes are under a lot of pressure, they need to embrace it and become a better person. The only way that these athletes will not be talked about is if these issues never occur in the first place. That is why the meeting that I went to is extremely important. Athletes need to start promoting themselves for the better by not being known for anything that could hurt their reputation.